Diane Douglas, Arizona's superintendent of public instruction, is trying to limit the use of the word evolution in high schools here. Her department is proposing it replace the word evolution with biological diversity in the state's new science standards, what students are supposed to be taught in Arizona high schools.
Any mention of evolution would also be referred to as, quote, the theory of evolution, a subtle but some say significant change. Douglas defended the changes to Capital Media Services, saying they have nothing to do with imposing a theory of intelligent design on schools. She feels it is a reasonable ask of teachers.
We have absolutely nothing in these standards in reference to intelligent design or creationism or whatever anybody else wants to call it. Evolution is a theory in many ways, and that's what our children should understand, that while there are parts and pieces of it that are we can, I think, agree are proven science, there are other areas of it that are very theoretical. And if we're going to educate our children instead of just indoctrinate them to one way of thinking, we have to be able to allow them to explore all types of areas.
Douglas says all personal beliefs aside, Arizona students should be open to all ideas, and this change opens up those possibilities.
I mean, the point of education is to really be seekers of the truth, whatever the truth may be. And that's what all standards, in my opinion, should work towards that end. You know, once upon a time, people said the earth was flat and it couldn't possibly be round. You know, I don't know.
To be clear, these proposed changes are not new teaching curriculum, so teachers aren't being told what to teach here, but these are the agreed-upon expectations that Arizona students should learn. So many are concerned that without evolution in the state standards, some schools or teachers who don't want to teach it won't have to. And the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with someone who shares that concern. Lauren?
That's right. So this obviously has a lot of science educators upset, including Sarah Torres. She's the executive director of the Arizona Science Teachers Association. And she says the Department of Education's internal review of the new science standards was a little different this year than in years past.
Usually, always in the past, it's been to look at formatting, making sure grammatical errors are taken care of. The difference in this internal review was that, number one, it took 4 months. And secondly, the content was changed. So it wasn't the format that was changed or some grammar that was changed. It was the fact that specific content had been altered.
A committee of 100 educators, parents, and community members took more than a year and a half to put together those new standards, Torres said. And the content that was changed raises some serious concerns for her.
There are numerous pages that have been altered. But from the thoughts of evolution being changed, the science and engineering practices have been changed. A whole new column in the draft of key terms that were added were inserted into the document that Arizona science educators and content experts did not know about, did not ratify. That those were accurate statements that should be put into our standards that should go to the board.
So I wonder if this is unprecedented in any way. Does the Department of Education have the authority to make these changes?
Well, that's a key question to ask, right? Does the Department of Education have the power? Does the Superintendent Douglas have the power to alter a document when the directive was that these should be written by Arizona educators and content experts, not a person or a couple people from the Department of Education?
So you clearly don't think that she should be able to make those changes?
I think the directive that was approved by the State Board of Education when they were beginning this process states it all. The directive says that the standards should be written by Arizona educators and content experts.
So what does the Arizona Science Teachers Association as a whole think about these changes? Have you gotten reaction from members? Are people concerned?
Very much concerned. And we have written letters and have spoken to the State Board of Education. We have requested that a red line version of the standards be shared publicly and that the Department of Education did put a red line version out so people can see how things were altered. In addition, we as an organization have been holding coffee house conversations around the state and helping people understand how to give feedback to the standards. Currently, there's public feedback that is open through May 28th.
So as you look forward, and as a former science educator and somebody who works with science educators, why do you think this is important that things like the definition of evolution have been changed in this? How do you think this could affect the education that Arizona students get?
Well, I think it affects it in a couple of different ways. One is that our students may not be being prepared properly for their future career pathways. Evolution is a key fundamental theory of evolution, key fundamental in biology. And so it's like not teaching gravity, right? So we want to make sure that our students get an accurate education and that teachers can teach it. There have been cases already that have gone through the courts indicating that the theory of evolution should be taught in science. That's one. Secondly, Arizona claims to be that we are the biotech state. This is where business and industry can come. So when you look at it as a workforce development area, if our students aren't being prepared properly, biotech is based upon biology. Biology's basis is the theory of evolution. So for us to not have this in our standards also hurts our students in that way, to prepare them for that workforce.
Sarah Torres is the executive director of the Arizona Science Teachers Association. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.